Hello and welcome to another episode of the Happiness Over Stress podcast. I'm Afiniki Akanet and I'm so grateful to all the listeners who have kept us going. It's been over a year now and I'm excited that I'm still having time to do this and feel that I'm still making a difference even though I don't have as much time to write. I do have some good news though. I managed to write something again and the book is called Power and Praise. So my new book is going to be released on the 21st of May 2024. If you're listening to this in April, that's next month. And I'm very excited about it. There is going to be a book signing event in July 2024 in Leamington Spa Library. So if any of you are free to pop over to come and meet up, that will be great. But thank you to everyone who's been sending their wishes and congratulations by email and via my website, afiniki.co.uk. Power and Praise is a book I wrote to celebrate my 40th birthday, which I'm very excited about. So it's reflections on how I've looked after my mental health over the years, and somehow it's turned out to be talking a lot about how looking after our spiritual health helps us to look after our mental health. I found a lot of information about this, a lot of evidence for things like these, and I feel like it's going to help a lot of people. Somehow, as a society, we've moved away from looking after our spiritual health because we're more concerned about physical fitness and mental health. But looking after spiritual health also helps us to stay mentally well. So I hope you get a chance to check out the book. It's called Power and Praise and it's on Amazon. It's on, it's available from Barnes and Nobles. All major book retailers should have it. It's in ebook format and paperback. So please feel free to get your copy. And if you can bring it down to Leamington in July for me to sign, it'd be lovely to see you. For today's podcast, I actually wanted to talk about survivor's guilt. I know you've heard the term before. Most people would have heard the term before. And it's just something that came to my mind after hearing something that Michelle Obama said about how you don't have to feel like you have to help everyone on your way to the top while trying to reach your goals, while trying to get there. Don't feel like you have to do everything for everyone, because sometimes in doing that, you never really get to your goals. That just pulls you down and holds you back. But sometimes you have to leave some of those things, focus on the goal, focus on what you're trying to achieve. And then when you get there, you know, you can put your hand back and help those that you can. And that way you can help them even better, because you're now in a solid place to help everyone out of that situation. This is usually more relevant for people who have come out of really low backgrounds or really poor circumstances to get an education, to become successful financially, to become successful in different fields and professions. And you sometimes find people having to be very strong against people's comments about them acting like they're better than everyone else, or about them forgetting their roots, when really all they're trying to do is to aim higher and to be better. But, you know, for you to get there, you have to have a tough skin. You have to be able to ignore some comments. People sometimes talk out of their pain. They really want to do better, but they can't because their mindset is holding them back, or because they have no bigger vision than what they can already see. But if you have a bigger vision and you have focus, then don't let any of that hold you back. Keep pursuing your goals, keep doing your best, and there will be a time when you'll be able to reach out and help them in a way that they will be truly grateful. And even if it's not that particular person that you're able to help, you'll be able to help your community, you'll be able to help the world at large. There are lots of famous singers, basketballers, entrepreneurs that go back and help their communities, and we hear how people are so grateful for what they've done. But if you read a lot of their biographies, autobiographies, you hear how much they had to overcome to be able to keep going, because people often thought that they were abandoning their roots and they were going against the norm when they tried to achieve better. But, you know, it doesn't mean we shouldn't help people every day or help people wherever we find ourselves. But sometimes the expectations are a bit more than what you can actually achieve if you are to get to the level that you want to get to. For example, expecting a newly qualified graduate to be sending money to pay fees for other people in university or something like that. If they can barely stand on their own two feet, if they haven't even managed to sort out their own debts or their own bills, how are they going to be able to help someone else? And then that just creates a vicious cycle of poverty, which some people just laugh at and call it black tax or whatever it is they're calling it these days. But we have to think for ourselves instead of just following norms and just doing things because people have always done it. Because when people continue to do those same things, then you find that there's generational poverty and lack and stagnancy because people are not stopping to think, okay, how can we change things? How can we move forward? And yes, you know, you can help people in whichever way you can, in whichever way you can afford, but not because of guilt that their life is not as good as yours or their prospects are not as good as yours. Then you end up stunting your own growth and your own progress because you don't want people to say bad things about you. The thing is, people that love you will love you no matter what. People that don't like you, whatever you do, they'll still find something bad to say about you. I remember seeing a movie called The Green Book on, I don't know if it was on Amazon or Netflix with my family, and it was really interesting. It was about a famous and very talented pianist in really back in the day in America when there was so much racism. It was really sad to watch. There was a scene where he saw other black people working on plantations while he was wearing a nice suit being driven to go and perform at concerts. And some of the racism he experienced was just horrible to watch. But then you can imagine how much worse he would feel seeing his people going through some of these things when he had some other privileges because of his talent. And yes, there's a time to speak, there's a time to be quiet, there's a time to vote with your feet, there's a time to vote with your voice, but it's just about not letting things be done out of guilt and out of impulse, but rather being well balanced and thinking about what we're trying to do so that we can achieve a greater good for ourselves and our communities. And really, if we can inspire other people by the way that we live our lives, that's plenty. Because some people, all they need is somebody else that has done it for them to see that, be inspired and do it for themselves. I heard somebody say recently that if you can't see it, you can't be it. Talking about having role models. And a lot of children's role models are not necessarily in their families. They're not necessarily in their towns or in their cities. With the internet these days, people can see, you know, all over the world what other people are doing. And if you can be that inspiration for someone else, to think somebody from my place, somebody just like me has achieved this, that means I can do it. That's a great achievement as well. So don't feel like you have to follow the norm or bend over backwards to please people just because of survivor's guilt. And there will be times that, you know, you will feel that you have to just do something about things, and not necessarily because it's convenient or not necessarily because you were that passionate about it, but because you felt so much pressure because of your past experiences. And that's okay, as long as we're aware of what's going on. Being self-aware really helps us to be more rational with the feelings and the thoughts that we get. You know, there are times when I feel very passionate about the things going on in Northern Nigeria that I just think, you know, this is not right. You know, if this happened in another country, it'd be all over the news. But when it happens in my little state or town in Nigeria, nobody hears about it. And I share about it and I do what I can and I write what I can and I say what I can to help. But there are times when you have to make a difference in other ways. So even just having other young girls look at me and think, oh, this is another woman. This is a girl that grew up in this place that's managed to burst out and be more than what people thought she could be. That inspires me to do better. And I get people writing to me all the time with these kinds of messages saying that my books have inspired them, my life has inspired them. And I think we all can do that for others just by being focused, just by ignoring some of the distractions and the emotions that we feel that sometimes try to hold us back. I was recently very privileged to be chosen as one of the delegates for the United Nations Committee on the Status of Women that recently happened with International Women's Day celebrations. There was a lot of sharing on social media about it. You know, it was a great opportunity to hear about the plight of women all over the world, people struggling with domestic violence, the pay gap, you know, racism, people struggling in countries where there's war. You know, it was the one that really got me was the fact that one of the speakers mentioned how poverty still has a female face. And that just really broke my heart. I thought, all this oppression and suppression is affecting women very much disproportionately, and that is also having a great impact on the children and the next generation, because women have a key role to play in the next generation. So really, wherever we are, in whatever way we can make a difference, don't let survivor's guilt stop you from reaching the highest heights so that you can make a greater impact. And that's a way that we can choose happiness over stress. It's if you need to get a counselor, if you need to talk to other people who are in a similar situation, just to rationalize things, just to think about how you process those thoughts, it's important to do that. But don't be led by emotions and guilt, and allowing those not to allow you to reach your highest heights. I wish you all the best in your endeavors. I know greatness begins in the mind. That's the motto of our charity, Forte Charity for Inspiration. So you have to believe it to see it happen. And keep believing in yourselves, because there's greatness in everyone. Have a lovely week.